It's 4:30, time to call to order the Town of Scary Bay Park Recreation Committee meeting. Today's committee meeting is not going to be under the Brown Act affiliation, but it'll be for informational purposes only, since Director Toe is all by himself. Three staff members. Can I have a roll call?
Roll calls were taken, let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Chair Callahan, who is absent.
This is opportunity for public comments. There was no one in the room, and I believe there's no one online either.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll close public comments, but if someone jumps in and wants to be heard, just let me know. Well, we can't do any approvals, so we'll just go right to discussion items. Have we used Jensen before?
Or did they did the corners.
Okay. Well, they did a fantastic
first
job
time.
Over there.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah, and I love the choice of the rock that was put over there. It's a great choice, and exactly what you're saying. It really beautifies the corners. And and like Clipper, where you have the rocks being dissipated, I don't see that being a chance over there as well either. So. I think it's a good project. That area needs some attention, and I certainly won't dispute what the choice of plant material goes in there. These guys are experts, and you're going to be the only thing that I'll just throw out there just to keep in the back of our head. A lot of people walk their dogs along that, so I don't know if there's a risk of dogs doing their business and damaging the plants, or if they like to do their own fertilizing.
Hopefully people would pick up after themselves.
Well, number one.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. No, I think the plants that they've chosen are all pretty hardy and we know do well in discovery-based soil.
And that was my other point, was, yeah, because plants out here don't do very well, so.
Right. Yeah, no, everything they selected also, and the landscape architect that I've been working with lives in Brentwood, so he's very familiar with the weather, the heat, the cold, and chose things that would be easily maintained and beautify the area, and that we already know grow well out here. And so, yes, this is the same company that did those corners.
I wonder if there's any way, since some of those oak trees have a pretty significant lean to them, I don't know if they can be propped up to redirect or if it's there beyond at this point.
I recently had them injected. It's a growth injector. It's supposed to help them. It's supposed to be done like once a year, so we'll do it again. It's a slow process. Not that that's going to help straighten them out, but at least the ones that are there. But yeah, we could certainly look into that. Whatever can be done to help them. And this is also utilizing new irrigation. So they put in a system on the corners there that I hope are amazing. I met with them today and watched the range and the amount of low water output that they provide instead of drenching an area. They're called MP rotors. And so this would be more of a drip system, but it's also changing that out so it's not what we currently have, so we're not just watering dirt, if you will, and watching weeds grow.
Got it. And there's existing irrigation throughout all
dirt.
Walls. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic, and I love the design. So.
Okay. So yeah, I think we're looking to bring this before the board in 2 weeks.
And
I know you can't give a recommendation.
No, my opinion is it's good, and the fact that the Zone 9 has the funds available, why not? That's what the money's for, so.
Sounds great. Should we just move on to the next?
I love the names of the plants, though.
I know. Oh, yeah.
So the playground structure at Cornell, the one currently there, was installed in 2011, and it's rated for 5 to 12-year-olds. So we would like to propose making better use of that current footprint and adding in two, as you can see by the picture, two sections, so that we've got a section for the 2 to 5-year-olds and then the 5 to 12-year-olds. So families that have multiple age, the only smaller area we have right now really is the top lot, so older kids can't play there and have as much fun. So we've got some momentum going at Cornell with like other improvements that we've been doing recently. And with that playground nearly 15 years old, I think it's time to upgrade that and put in something, again, better use of. I love the idea of putting in two different age groups in that spot. It's got little shade canopies, and there's one picture that even shows where you can roll in. It's got the talking tube in there. So should the project be approved, it would take approximately 12 weeks for delivery of the playground equipment. And 2 weeks for installation. Again, we do have $200,000 in this 24-25 budget to do these improvements. So again, looking to bring this to the board for approval in 2 weeks.
Any thought on the material instead of the bark rubberized? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Coraplace, is what it's called.
Coraplace,
yeah. It requires a lot of In fact, Cornell Park had poor in place and it was ripped out, and the engineer wood fiber put back in its place because where they play and run, like currently there's a spinny toy there and it's it was just rutted. So if you don't wash it properly every so often, there's a whole maintenance plan to it. It just gets very expensive and doesn't look as good.
Hey, okay, I'll take your word. I don't know. I just was.
They do put in, as you can see, there's a kind of a square there.
I see that.
That makes it 80, so the crutches, a wheelchair, anything can get on. So they did design this, you know, keeping it ADA compliant in mind, and that we do need that. This engineered wood fiber, it's called. It's not the old-fashioned bark, like when, you know, I was a kid. It's a different material, and it doesn't splinter, and you can wheel on it easily. So it does make the park also ADA compliant. Putting in that little ramp, if you will.
Do you know if the metal poles, are they metal or are they plastic? Because I heard some complaints over at Regatta that the play structure gets very hot under the sun. So
I had not heard that feedback. I don't know. I can find out, but I will tell you, anything in 110 degree weather
of course. Well, I'm just saying, when this eventually comes to the board, you know, maybe a phone call to the GameStop people,
sure.
GameTime people, just to verify that the material that we're choosing, or the structure that we're choosing, is the best for our temperature. And it looks like it is. It looks like it's all plastic, but.
Yes, the play pieces are plastic. All parks around here, my guess would be that the poles must be.
But they might be covered with a special
anti-heat
up material. No, I like the shade structure over it, and so nice design and nice choice of going with the dual structure there.
Yeah, that excites me to have two in there. It's just a better use of the space.
Okay, I have to ask, what's the sound to?
Oh, talking to.
Talking to.
You can. There's one of the pictures kind of shows it. So a child can be standing on one side, and it kind of goes underground, and you can hear them.
Oh.
On the other side.
Okay.
So you could go out and check it out and play with it if you'd like.
Maybe we'll hold a board meeting there.
Okay.
And just for the members of the public who might be listening later, we weren't able to do this under the grant program. The cost of this because of that was not eligible because there was an existing play structure, so.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was so long ago. I'm sorry. I don't remember all
the
ins
details.
And outs of that, but there was a reason why they had very strict.
Yeah, if I remember correct, I think you said that if there's an existing structure, we can't replace it, but for something new,
that
a new amenity, then we could have used
it. They had very strict rules. And money-wise, I don't think the grant this would cover it either, dollars-wise. Okay, so then I will move along to the last one, which is perhaps a little premature, but hopefully not now in 2 weeks. But we also currently have $175,000 for CIP for this fiscal year for the front entrance. So what I kind of
once I get kind of the full package and firmed up numbers, I will bring that back to the board.
Is the theme of this very similar to what was done in Zone 9?
Yes, Zone 61.
61.
Are you talking about the corners?
Yes.
That's 61.
Okay.
But, yes. And working with them on trying to kind of keep a consistency with what we did there in some areas, doing less plants and more rock to be more water conscious, right? This is, however, our front entrance, so I think we do want to have a little more pow when people come in.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Sure, of course.
What would be, you probably haven't looked into it, but maybe doing some type of water feature? Would that just be, you're rolling your eyes a little bit, is it?
No.
I don't know if in the past if it was looked at or not, but.
We talked about that a little bit.
Water features are nice. If you notice some of the areas around Brentwood that used to have water features,
they've got a reason.
Don't anymore. It's real popular for kids to put soap in them. That happens quite a bit. And it really, having a water feature long term is going to be a lot more maintenance. Hard water, soap with the kids, it's just, that's a tall, and like I said, some areas have actually don't do that anymore.
Because I love it too, you know, I would love to see water, and so between that truck, I'd love to see more future, and
I was going to imagine the cost adder would be just astronomical, but,
way more than what this is, for sure.
But this is an informational conversation, so.
No, it is. But I think adding all this would really make that front entrance as you're coming in really be something special. And with our lights that we have up there now and have had that are utilizing more for color, different, changing for the holidays.
Are all the lights working properly?
Mm-hmm. A little sad. We keep having to go back and re-epoxy them, and that's something else that I'm waiting on a price for, because what I'd like to do, and I believe in, if you're going to do it right, is having the company that we purchased those from actually come out, then remove them, and then when we're done with the painting, reinstalling new the clips. They epoxy them down there, so everything is. They never were really quite the same after the theft that we had a few years back. We did get them back going, and they're good. And we in-house keep going back and reapplying epoxy, and they keep sagging. So the professionals must have something better than these can provide us. So I think, again, if we're going to do it, let's do it right, and let's
have the
professionals come back and install them.
It'd be kind of cool if we had like some water jets shooting out to water the landscaping, and then that way it's not like a water feature, but it is a water feature, and then the lights
like
keep
Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Water.
Just
water.
Yeah. Have like water going.
You drive by it a long time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I love the ideas, and you're obviously very.
She's been very
busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're all great. I don't see, why the board would have issues with stuff, but we'll have to bring it to them at a later point.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I like it all. So nice job.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So that covers it, right? Okay. Well, there's no future agenda items at this point, so 4:50. Meeting adjourned.